Good morning, Potemkins. I've had many people ask me for two things: a better explanation on what that Fourier series is, and I've had a lot of people ask me for crypto like endorsements. I don't really do endorsements and picks and that kind of stuff. I show people what I do, I tell them what I do, but I don't like endorsing shit. This is how I come to my conclusions, and you can just duplicate that if you want, but you should probably at least see it once. This is my BNB wallet. What is a BNB wallet? Everything in this wallet, as you can see, this is the Blockfolio app. You can get FTX is the newest version, and I don't know if there's anything similar. So as you can see on the day chart, there's a very weird green candle on the one side and red candle on the other. When you look on the 3-day chart, you will not see that. That is a one-day thing. And this, as you can see here, is set to global average Doge BNB. That means I'm measuring Doge in the BNB pair. Now up here, you see it in USD. This number is in every single frame unless you rule it out. You have to intentionally get rid of that number. Otherwise, you will be fed USD price, okay? Price discovery is an ignorant child's game. I understand it's an economic thing, but it's an ignorant child's game because somebody can fuck around with it, especially when you have multiple currencies. Now, in this wallet, I have precisely one Bitcoin. So up here, you should see a number. If you're curious as to, hey, what is that? Why does Ethereum show zero? I don't fucking know. I could tell you that Ethereum shows in $0 and shows in zero BNB. At which point I start leading you into USD price oracles are what furnish you a USD conversion rate. This is the Ethereum BNB rate that shows up on the global average, and it's there, but it doesn't show a USD price signal. This is signals intelligence. Anyone who doesn't understand that the dollar is a variable, it's not attached to anything. So because it's a variable, I could turn it into an oscilloscope output that looks like a Fourier series. ZRX also has a similar issue, and I have a little idea as to why, but it's basically speculation. I think there's enough ZRX staked on the Maker platform, and there's enough Ethereum staked on the Maker platform to start accounting for leverage in the rest of the market to... If you wanted to wash a USD price off, how would I account for a cryptocurrency in a manner that doesn't have USD involved at all? To give you an example, if you wanted to find out how many kilowatt hours it takes to produce an ounce of gold, you would have to figure out the man hours and the labor involved and all of the gasoline that you're going to burn and the maintenance on. The gasoline has a basic dollar cost. Well, you're really looking for how many gallons of gasoline does it take to run the equipment to get the gold where it needs to go? How much acetylene is needed for the refinement process and the gases that they're going to use to smelt the metals? So when I say you can break an ounce of silver or gold down into kilowatt hours or calories, you could do that. It would be very difficult. In this wallet, everything is on a BNB pair. And I'm going to go all the way to the bottom because I know it's down there. Bitcoin flashes zero in the BNB pair. When you take it outside of USD price oracles, you should know. I've seen this on the Ethereum pair as well. But in case you want to see, what does that look like? Now, the price will show up here, 35,000. So I have queried something that turned that from zero into 35,000. This is the BNB price conversion rate. So this is what the BNB chart looks like on 3 days. And as soon as I pushed that, I notice I've queried something now. I asked it for a price, so it gave me one. But it was returning a signal of zero on that BNB pair until I interacted with it. The rest of this, so if... You have to go play around with this a little bit. Up here, I'll show you that in a different wallet. Let me finish out this. The rest of what you need to see is when you look at something in an off pair, you will see something like this. This is Litecoin. That's the movement today. Because all of these coins are in the same tranche, I've placed them all in BNB pairs, you'll see a pattern develop. Look at Syscoin, SHIB, Power Ledger, Fuel, Digibyte, Civic, and Basic Attention Token. They're all the exact same percentage movement in BNB. That should never happen, okay? That should absolutely never happen. In the same way, you will not find a USD price and an Ethereum price and a Bitcoin price for any of these, for any of these things that would move at the exact same ratio. Notice this token here in the BNB pair is called, is Fuel. It's $30. If you go look at this in any, in USD, USD, Bitcoin or Ethereum prices, this is far under a penny. This is like 2000 to 1. Power Ledger is under a dollar, but in the BNB pair, it's not. Chang Penzao has the ability to guard certain pairs and not permit the arbitrage. Okay, I'm not complaining. And for those of you who didn't necessarily, I put this in my last video, but here is PancakeSwap, okay? And over on PancakeSwap, a weird, again, the signal, once you get outside of a price, USD price oracle, is not the same. Ethereum, one Ethereum registers to 140 sys as an exchange rate. It's just a small percentage of a, this is a wrapped sys. So this is Syscoin that's been wrapped. And my understanding is that wrapped sys is leveraged. I could be wrong, but this is, all of this looks, is exactly what I'm telling you. Ethereum isn't a big deal when I tell you that. Look at BUSD. BUSD shows up as 140 per wrapped sys. So does Ethereum. So does BNB. Why on PancakeSwap does the USD price signal get so distorted that BNB, BUSD, and Ethereum all have a different conversion rate in wrapped sys? The minute you let the computer figure out what is the exchange rate for these things without USD interference? Well, USD is not a unit of measure. And there are lots of sinister people that use that tool as an oracle. It is an oracle. I'm not being shitty. Look at the back. It has a pyramid with an eyeball on the top. Okay, when an oracle is not attached to any other thing, for real, you know, when it was attached to gold, even in the reserve sense where you would only, you know, $40 to it. First it was 20, then it was 40, then it wasn't at all. So when I say, when you back an oracle, it's not an oracle, but the minute that oracle becomes unbacked, you get to basically do whatever you want. Let me pull you over. This is a SHIB wallet. Oh, this would be even better. Okay. This is a SHIB wallet. I only have one SHIB in this wallet. Now, here's the last part of this I'll get into is why Blockfolio is beautiful. This is the total wallet. If I was to take you into some of the other wallets in here, I definitely have another wallet somewhere in here. What's that? That's my DAI wallet, I think. Okay. I have seen DAI bounce off of 50 cents because I watched the DAI BUSD pair. And DAI BUSD should not fucking fluctuate, but it does. That's the BLT pair. So in this, there we go. This is a client's portfolio. So I don't have a problem with showing it to you. So this is the total. If you could see, I have other coins listed in here. Okay. And they add up to 1.3 million. Now we're going back to the SHIB wallet. Okay. This is SHIB. That is the USD price. SHIB is cheap as hell. Okay. SHIB is cheap as hell. SHIB is cheap as hell. When you look at the total wallet for one SHIB, you will see this very strange spike over here. And this is the week chart. Well, let me move you to the 3-day. The spike doesn't go away. Let me move you to the 1-day. The spike doesn't go away. Okay? So the SHIB is being dragged around in a Fourier series. There's a little Fourier bump. The beautiful thing about this wallet is right here. Once I come into this group wallet, I can separate one coin, one single coin out in a group wallet, and I can watch it dance. When I change this to Bitcoin, see, I get these weird leveling statistics or characteristics, and then this spike. When I go over to Ethereum, this wallet, you know, I change it from USD to Bitcoin, Bitcoin to Ethereum. Look at that. It's like SHIB is pegged to one Gwei. That is not a permanent condition. That moves around, see? That is a Fourier series bump right there. You can go watch that video. When you put it back onto the week, look, multiple bounces around one Gwei. So I like to talk at Wall Street people who pretend they know how these games are fucking played. I really do. So now I'm going to show you just one other one. So if anybody wants to know, what are my fucking picks? You know, BAT, Civic, Digibyte, Fuel, Power Ledger, SHIB, Syscoin. I have also seen Doge in this tranche. And I have watched that tranche of coins come up here, move around, go back down. So they move together and then they come out individually. Doge has a huge money supply and so does SHIB. So when you're trying to run different commodity metrics, all of these tokens down here have kind of a small supply. As soon as you add Doge, Doge is like 10 times more than all of those other ones. So put together. And as you can see here, when I fixed that, when I pushed on the button, the USD price chart just gets this interesting little infinity symbol because it goes up and down by 100%. Because USD price oracle, right? Well, this is another coin called BLT, Bloom, and it does credit score. And I have it alone in a wallet. This one's even more fun because the USD price is what these people make flex. Okay? Bloom is kind of hard to find. It's a decentralized thing. It hasn't been on a centralized exchange in a while. Let me show you the wallet. This is what the USD price does. It doesn't even pretend. So because this coin is not available in many pairs, but it's still being traded somewhere, clearly in a Fourier series, that is not price discovery. I've had to deal with a lot of what I would call my peers. These people are traders who think they know how and they have a method. And the minute you tell them that their method is incorrect and you could show it to them, they get very, very emotional about it. I don't give a fuck which of you ignorant amateurs can't handle price signals and a signals intelligence format because the USD is not a unit of measure. So you can fuck around with that thing. You can make every single, I'll just make another claim. Every single USD price is de facto an opinion. It doesn't matter what it is. It's an opinion because I wouldn't measure that thing in a dollar. That's why. So if you think that your shit is good, this is 50,000, almost 50,000 Satoshis, and this thing lives here. There isn't any Fourier bumps on BLT in these alt pairs. Is there one on a year? Okay. If you go all the way out to 6 months, you'll start to see where this Fourier was lifted up and carried over. Okay. And this is in the Bitcoin pair. In the Ethereum pair, this has been going on a long time over here. So Bloom has been pegged up almost a year. In Ethereum terms, it's been pegged up almost a year or 6 months. I'm sorry. It's a year in Ethereum terms. 6 months in Bitcoin terms. And when you start looking at what is a USD price, look at these things. None of this. What, that is the year when it's level for 1 year on Ethereum. This is what the USD price does. Okay. However, see weird signals like that in your charts. When you go to your 6 month, what is this? What is this weird bullshit that goes on the end of these year? 6 month charts do weird things. Year long charts do weird things. I could show you here while I'm at it. Let me show you one more. Because I watch, I'll tell you, my big pick is obviously, I've been telling you about a long time, is Syscoin. That's what I did. But I watch the Ethereum and Bitcoin pairs in Syscoin as well. See, the beauty of this wallet is I have multiple wallets. I don't have to have money in them. I could just tell it to watch this certain thing in a way that I think is good. So I watch Ethereum in Syscoin terms. Now, this chart is a little weird. I don't know why this happens. This happens a lot. But basically what it looks like is somebody hides arbitrage opportunities like Chang Penzao. If you want arbitrage right now, the opportunity is over on PancakeSwap and it'll cost you $140 for a Syscoin. So when you start looking at these longer charts, you could definitely tell that something has been going on since November of 2021, and it has been going on in these markets. Okay. So I've given a lot of information about how Bittrex hooked up some regular pairs to AMC and GME the same time we were doing Robinhood FUD. The signals are there. I actually required another phone to record this so you could see these weird signals. If you don't watch your off pairs, you're dealing in more than one currency. You're just an amateur. For FX traders, foreign exchange, they will fuck you up. They will fuck you up so hard you have no idea. Those guys do multiple currency trades in a day. They know what they're doing. This is math. This is advanced math, and it's being used against you because the USD isn't a unit of measure. Your checkbook money is an opinion, okay? Your checkbook money is also an opinion, and anytime Jerome Powell wants to print, he's a treasury now. Whoever's in charge of the Fed now, they'll print more money, and they will turn your USD balance in your bank account to an opinion because it no longer has the proper purchasing power anymore, and they know it. So this is how you watch stuff in the off pairs, campers. It's not an opinion. For anybody who's wondering, like, this is just all of this stuff in here. I trade, like, I never paid for any of this. I traded this $3,800 a couple of years ago. Gollum, M1. It's just a big random shit show of stuff that I watch. However, if you want to see what does this look like in Ethereum terms and Bitcoin terms, I don't separate out every single coin like SHIB and those other ones like I do. I do that just so everybody can see. There's a year long. There. You see the same patterns where on the Bitcoin thing or on the 6-month chart, that goes up wildly in Bitcoin and then it's pegged up there in certain coins. When you do Ethereum, I bet you this will go back to a year now. Boom. It pushes up at a year, and you can see these obvious Fourier bumps. These are, these Valtrex. This thing needs Valtrex. And then as you get closer to the end, what does it do? It tells you that this wallet is at 8.3 Ethereum, but on the very minute that it's supposed to report, it just gets dragged down. That's the hour chart. It goes from 8 Ethereum to 1.4 on the hour chart, okay? When you watch it in Ethereum terms. So the USD chart bounces around like all of you ignorant proles were trained to read and all those stock to flow and everything you think you know. Sorry, campers. You don't. And that's how Wall Street people fuck with you. And if you really, really know how to find them, you'll find them. A brief warning, if FTX doesn't come back with these same things, FTX, this is Blockfolio, and the update of it is called FTX. FTX uses price oracles. So if you can't get the exact same results, you go into that wallet, into the wallet where those big charts are, you will see the discrepancies in the overall wallet bin. You won't see them on the individual chart. So all the information is there. You just got to track it down, campers. Have a good week.
When all of your flaws and all of my flaws are laid out one by one, a wonderful part of the mess that we made, we pick ourselves undone. All of your flaws and all of my flaws, they lie there hand in hand. Ones we've inherited, ones that we learned, they pass from man to man. There's a hole in my soul. I can't.